With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Over the last year, the news has been full of stories about U.S. government surveillance of its own citizens. Among those worried about the government's increased power to track people in the iPhone age are environmental activists. Mike Tidwell is founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
I am more concerned about surveillance today than I've ever been. I'm deeply concerned about the National Security Agency surveilling Americans.
Tidwell has reason to worry. From 2005 to 2008, the Maryland State Police listed Tidwell and two of his fellow climate activists in a database of suspected terrorists. Their crime? According to police records, they were guilty of, quote, aggressive protesting, unquote. They held up signs reading, "What about global warming?" outside a 2005 press conference by former Governor Bob Ehrlich. As the governor walked by, Tidwell's colleague Josh Tolkien shouted, "Governor Ehrlich, what about carbon?" When Tolkien tried to enter the press conference, he was grabbed by state police and detained for questioning until after the event was over. Tolkien's name was eventually, 3 years later, removed from the suspected terrorist list. But Tolkien complained that the terms terrorist and eco-terrorist are still used too casually by police and politicians, often with no real evidence but causing real harm.
That's what's terrifying, is that there's ISIS on one hand, and then there's Josh Tolkien suspected eco-terrorists on the other hand. One group is beheading people, the other person is asking about global warming. This should not be part of a common language.
Greg Shipley is spokesman for the Maryland State Police. He said the state police changed their surveillance policies in 2008 after an investigation ordered by Governor Martin O'Malley. The investigation revealed undercover police infiltration of the meetings of peaceful activists, many of them anti-war and anti-death penalty, and the improper listing of 53 innocent people as suspected terrorists. Shipley said police no longer spy on nonviolent organizations.
There is no monitoring going on of groups simply engaged in, you know, exercising their First Amendment rights. You know, we're just not engaged in that. And if there is a criminal investigation that's underway, certainly drug trafficking organizations is an example of that. We do conduct surveillances there, but there's an obvious nexus to criminal activity that's occurring, but we're not infiltrating groups who are sitting around talking about the issues of the day.
Mike Tidwell, however, is not so sure the problem is completely resolved. Even though Maryland State Police told him they removed his name from the state's terrorist watch list, it is unclear if they also sent the correction to national law enforcement authorities. Whenever Tidwell flies into the U.S., he says he is still pulled aside and examined or questioned, which never happened before he was wrongly put on the suspected terrorist list. Will Potter is an author who investigated government spying on green organizations for his book called Green is the New Red.
So in part of my research, I went through every data set available from the FBI and Homeland Security to examine how they classify crime as terrorism. And that's exactly what I found, is that they repeatedly and consistently omit the crimes of right-wing groups, including murder, sending anthrax through the mail, while inflating and exaggerating the crimes of environmental and animal rights activists, which are nothing like that.
Potter's conclusion is that eco-terrorism is a myth, because terrorism requires violence against people. What is not a myth is government surveillance and sometimes harassment of activists who threaten real social and economic change. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh. Things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury.